Hey, Ken, Tom Conway here with National General. I'll shoot you a quick email as well, but I did wanted to just follow up with you on that quote we worked on this morning for your insured, Deborah Saja. I don't know if I'm saying her name correctly or not, but that rate that you ran through, I think it was 684 for 6 months. Everything looks good on that front. I went back through it again. I actually checked with customer service, had them look at it as well. So you are green-lighted to go ahead if you want to sell that policy. Let me know if you need any help with that, but there should be a way. I think when you get to the coverages screen and you see the premium, you're going to hit next, and you'll see the payment schedule. And then I think if you hit the continue button, I think on that screen, it gets you to the, I think it's the final wrap-up type page, and that's where you would go in there to actually get ready to, like, issue the policy when you're ready. So if you need help, give me a call back. The other thing, too, was on the email address that appears on that quote proposal. I do have somebody looking at that to see if there's a way to change that. It currently is pulling from our database, and the main email address in the database for your agency is Karen's. That's why her email is appearing on there. So I think that's the short answer is I can change Karen to you, and then all the quotes would show under your email address. However, if there's like another producer that wrote something personalized, that email would show, you know, Ken Sarno's email address. So I've got somebody looking to see if there's a workaround for, you know, for just updating email addresses for each individual producer. So anyhow, sorry for this long rambling message, but hopefully that helps you. If you have any questions, again, give me a call back. Thanks, Ken.